This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Basically, an expository preacher preaches this way. Early in their sermon, they'll read the text that they're going to explain from Scripture. And so they lead with God's word. This is the truth that will be brought to bear on you, the listener, today. So they read the text, number one. Number two, then they explain the text as accurately as they can, going through verse by verse and cross-referencing and so forth, giving examples from here and there, other places in Scripture. So once they've read it and they've explained it, and then they always will have some kind of application from this text for those listening to follow. Maybe there's something you need to examine yourself on, or often it ends with a call to believe the gospel for unbelievers, or to be further solidified in the gospel for believers. Every message in the conference, maybe with the exception of John Piper, who didn't preach in exactly that type of way, is framed around expository preaching, where you lead with God's word. God's word determines the truth that's going to be brought to bear. So why is that the most impactful way to preach? Well, because when you put God's word front and center, everything then revolves around what God has said, revolves around God's inspired words, rather than revolving around some preconceived idea or strategy or reasoning that the pastor had that he thinks is going to work well with this audience. In expository preaching, you go where the text goes, where God inspired it to go. And this is so opposite of most preaching today. Sermons are on topics, and there'll be some Bible verses, but they'll just be plucked from here and there. It's called proof texting. You find text to prove your point. And so this results, at least in my opinion, in a very fragmented view of Scripture. And it often leaves out the hard passages because, after all, you just have the pastor selecting what he wants to preach on every week, not the next passage of Scripture. And this becomes, I think, very man-centered. And this stems from a lower view of Scripture where a pastor doesn't trust that just preaching the Word of God will lead to results that God has ordained. And then ultimately down the road, this leads to weaker and shallower congregants. And I think this explains why we are where we are in the church in America today. This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.